In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 14th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat, each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. A new podcast released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. Are you well? Good. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLaporte.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, let's get this show started.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing!
Let's do this.
So today we are reviewing Control. I actually got this game. I bought it for $40, but I used only gift cards to it, and I hated it. I bought the Ultimate Edition with gift cards, and then a couple, when it released on PlayStation 5, PlayStation Plus, I was so mad. I was like, oh my god, well at least I only used gift cards, right? And I was just... I got all these gift cards, I haven't used them, and then I got Control, and I just, you know, PlayStation Plus just gave it away for free. I love that they're giving away these AAA games for free, but, oh my god, Jesus Christ. But I haven't done one of these in forever. I haven't done a Thursday Afternoon Games Chat in forever. And remember, these are only like 15 to 30 minute podcasts, and so not like the hour-long podcast where we're 30 minute to hour-long podcast where we're talking about, you know, PlayStation news and stuff like that. And I'm recording this ahead of time as I will be taking a trip to Maine if you watched my other podcast. So I'm actually recording this on Tuesday, and it'll be up on Thursday. And I'm doing this a little differently as well. I'm actually sitting in front of the video game right now. I'm going to be playing it as I'm talking and reviewing about it. And hopefully I can get more in depth with it as I'm, you know, playing with the game. But one thing, let's just start. Let's just start talking about the game. And so if you're interested in Control and want to listen to my review and everything, you know, stick around and hope you enjoy. And I'm glad to be back doing the Thursday Afternoon Games Chat, and I hope you guys enjoy it as well. So Control Ultimate Edition. This came out a few years ago. This is made by Remedy, the makers of Alan Wake, which is what they're mostly known for. What they did on the Xbox. It was like a TV show slash thing that I don't think that did well as Control and Alan Wake did. But I always loved Alan Wake, and if you listen to my Monday Morning PlayStation podcast, I talked about Alan Wake a lot in that one. And just as soon as I got the Xbox 360 again, I was like, I need to play Alan Wake. And so I played Alan Wake before playing Control, which was like, I highly suggest doing that. It's super cool and super awesome how many hints and trinkets and even the Alan Wake DLC they have in here. I was just like, oh my god, this is so cool. And so I'm hoping that they come up with a remastered Alan Wake for the PlayStation 5 or something like that. That would be awesome. But Control, we're at the start menu right now, and you got continue game, new game, mission select, and options and credits. And so what I want to talk about in here is the options. They have so many options. If you listen to my The Last of Us Part 2 review, Last of Us Part 2 had so many accessibility options and gameplay controls, audio, things that can help you out in the game, things that just you can tinker with every little aspect in the game. And this game is just, it has that. It's just amazing, and it doesn't have it as in-depth as The Last of Us Part 2, but as far as, you know, settings go, this is pretty, this is probably as for a, not as big as the game as The Last of Us Part 2, this is as good as you can get with the settings. I mean, you can change how you sprint, you can change every single control in the game, it doesn't matter, which I love that, especially, you know, they don't really do that often on PlayStation 5 controllers. PlayStation on consoles, really. And then audio, display, and interface. And if you want things to show, if you don't want things to show, you can enable, disable a bunch of things. And so that's one thing I really like. And then you got mission select. You can literally select any mission and replay it, which is, you know, super cool. And the game is super easy to platinum. I'm like 1 to 2 trophies away, but nothing. It's very minimal side quests. Things that just haven't got to yet, but they're super easy to get to. And so loading the game takes under 10 seconds. It's super easy, super fast, super quick. And the game, I just want to say, it's a gorgeous game. As far as combat and gravity and even your skill tree, if we take a look, I want to go visit the loadout. So you get different weapon forms. You get grip. Grip is your main gun that you use, and that's the primary gun I used all the time in Control. And then you got Shatter, which is more of your shotgun, and that's what the two I kind of stick with. But then you got Spin, which is kind of like an auto type of gun, and auto rifle type of gun. And then you got Charge, which charges up like 3 different bullets, and you can shoot them at launch them at targets simultaneously. And then Pierce is kind of like a sniper, but it's all in one gun. You're just changing what mode, and you only can equip 2 at a time. And then each weapon has its mods, and you can upgrade them to have bigger mods and add more mods to the guns as well. And then you got personal mods as well. You only can use 3 mods at a time, and while you can only use 3 mods at a time, typically you'll stick with, like, you won't change them, you can change them by situation and stuff like that, but you will typically, you know, what I notice is that I don't really change it. Once I find the ones that I really like, and, you know, I really like them and I don't really change them. And I believe mods can go up to 6. Yeah, mods, you can, I don't know if it can get any higher than that, but it's through 1 through 6, and you can upgrade them through your upgrade tree. And then you got assets and material. You got to collect material throughout the game, so collecting things is big. The game doesn't require you to collect so many amount of things to get trophies either. So you can keep collecting. You don't need 100% all the trophies, which is all the data and sheets and stuff like that, which is, I find that great tool, especially if they want to keep adding more lore into the game and start adding. There's a ton of lore in the game, and it's a little bit, I mean, I got, what is it, 109 plus 64 plus 73 plus 70 plus 31, and you got research and records, case files, correspondence, multimedia, hotline, and you'll learn all about those at different types of story elements in the game as well. I don't want to spoil anything. But then you get to talk about this enemy that's with you, the Hiss, and all different types of Alan Wake and stuff like that, and the Bureau, and the old house, and each file and stuff like that. And it's very it is very time consuming if you want to read all the info and lore into the game. I've only read like a handful of files. I've really just stuck with listening to the multimedia and hotline stuff because it's just quicker and faster. But I've read some of the case files on like some of the items you get in the game, and about some characters that I'm more interested in than others. But it's just, there's, if you love lore, this game has a lot of lore and hints to other Remedy games as well, like I said, Alan Wake. And then you collect skill points in the game when you complete missions and stuff like that, and then you can upgrade your tools, you can upgrade your self. When you go to these nodes, you have to find these checkpoints. Basically, they're like save points. And so you just go to them, you hold down square, and you can fast travel as well. You fast travel. It's completely like open world kind of game where you can go throughout the entire facility. You become the director of this facility. Your name is Faden, and you just run the facility, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. You were just thrown into this thing, and you were became the director, and you need to figure out what's going on and how to stop it, or why are things being like this, and why did you come to this place as well. And so you can fast travel throughout the entire place. It has various levels and just exploration. The game wants you to explore and then track back and stuff like that. And the game will what I like about it, doesn't really use an area and then throw it away. There's always something new happening, which is interesting. I haven't really kind of had this, and this is a very different game, I have to say, because you got these upgrade trees, you got these skill points, kind of like an RPG, then you got this open world, then you got this third-person shooter, and then you got this story, and then you have then you have these then you have these guns and stuff like that, and you're just trying to build, and you have a whole ability tree that you can unlock. And the more you play the game, the more abilities you'll get, and the more you can upgrade your person fully. You can fully upgrade the person, so there's no cap to how far you can upgrade. It's just to get a trophy, you gotta get 100 upgrades, and there's more than 100 upgrades. And then when you kill enemies, you get abilities and stuff like that. And so you can, I mean, when you kill enemies, you can get skill points, and then that you can use with the upgrade tree to do multiple things. So health and energy, so how much energy you have, and damage and melee abilities and stuff like that. Again, I don't want to spoil too much about the game, but you have these superpowers that you can, you know, you'll eventually be able to levitate and throw objects and charge people and stuff like that. And so it's very unique in that sense. I really haven't played a game that's like single player and like this, and has events ongoing in the game as well. So when you go over to when you're playing the game, you get random calls to do missions and stuff like that. Missions, you'll get like there's a breach, or there's like something going on, and you have 20 minutes to get to it before it disappears, and you get awards from this, and you get there's tough enemies there, and you have to, you know, you have to kill them, and you get awards and tokens and stuff like that to upgrade yourself. And you can also, it'll also lead to another trophy as well if you do a certain amount of them, very minimal amount of them, but it's always, there's always something going on, which is interesting for a game like this. It's like an action adventure open world RPG single player story driven game. It's very cool in that sense, because it's very unique, and that's what I really love about this game. And as far as a couple other things, the PlayStation 5 uses the haptic feedback, so you can feel your character running, and then it also works with the adaptive triggers, and so you can feel when you press down and shoot and fire, which is also super cool. I'm just really I'm going to come out with a PlayStation 5 review soon, but this is just the podcast review of Control. An official review may be written sometime in the future, but this is just to get my thoughts off the table, and my review can change when I start writing the official review. But so far, I've beaten the game. I played the game entirely, and I just love it. The graphics, just the sense of how big this place can be, and just how crazy detailed this place is, and just how the mechanics work as far as levitating and grappling enemies and shooting and firing, and it's just super really immersive, and just very, again, unique is the word to this game. And I think Remedy is really good at making, you know, unique games. This is, again, another psychological horror game, just like their previous games, and it really sticks to that. And so let's take a second and talk about combat. I'm doing a combat right now, and the more you play the game, the harder the enemies get. And you can, sometimes when you're playing the game, you can feel like a superhero. Again, the grip gun is what I usually use the most. I feel like it's the most powerful as well. And there's also other tools you can use where you can even You can either make enemies, you can get an enemy's health low, and you can make them come to your side and help you out, and you can get like a whole army with you of people. I just died, but you can get like a whole army with people with you, and that's a very useful skill, and I highly recommend you guys using that, because you will die a lot in this game. Fortunately, if you think of Borderlands, if you die in Borderlands, you lose like a certain percentage of your money. In Borderlands and Bioshock both do that. Yeah, you lose a certain percentage of your money when you die in the game, and the same thing in Control. You lose 10% of your cash or whatever you have in this game, and so it's just a cool mechanic just to keep you on edge, you know. But the combat is super. The combat is super immersive. You have to be fast. You have to be up on your toes. You have to know what you're doing. You have to constantly launch things at people, because you will get immediately surrounded, which keeps you on your toes. You have to dodge. You cannot stay still. This is one of those action games where you just staying still means you will die. So don't stay still, and you have to constantly block, dodge. You have to be fast. Even on normal mode, I find it to be difficult. And so it's just a very unique game. One thing I wanted to talk about, a unique game with the with action and everything. A part of that with the guns, your one gun, the shooting, and different kinds of again levitating and grappling and the melee. I think if I had to say one thing, I think the melee in this game is a little bit. I would not recommend using melee, it doesn't do much damage, and you don't want to get surrounded by a whole bunch of people. And it doesn't, because they can basically, you know, like grab you, and you're it's hard to move out of the way, and so meleeing is a very last resort thing if you just need to get out. But blocking is one of the biggest things in the game. You can't just run and gun in this game. You have to know when to slow down. You know, have to know when to block, and you have to know when to fly away and evade as much as possible. Not every encounter you have to fight. And so this game is very large. There's the ending of this game, just like other Remedy games, or specifically Alan Wake. It's not this giant, you know, moment. It's more of like we have these moments in the game that progress the character and progress the story along, and just like Alan Wake. And so it's more about the story and the combat with the enemies that you already are familiar with, basically. And I know not a lot of people might not like that, but I feel like that's just how Remedy is. And as far as, you know, playing Remedy games, I felt the same way. I was a little bit like in Alan Wake, and then the end of this game, I was a little like, okay, I see what they did. You know, they're keeping with the trope, and so they want to focus it more on the storytelling. So don't expect there is big fights in this game. There is big fights in this game with a lot of people and a lot of enemies and stuff like that. But it's not, you know, don't think of it as just a giant massive thing like you normally expect in like a game leading up to a big boss fight. I wouldn't expect that. I wouldn't put your expectations in that. But there's lots of cool elements in this game. Some things that are there's even an enemy type that is kind of like clickers from The Last of Us Part 2. Very, very, very similar. The Last of Us series. Very, very similar. I was like, this is kind of teetering on the edge of like, hey, this is kind of interesting. But I appreciate it, and I appreciate how they did it as well. They are by far there's this one enemy, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a spitter, and it will just constantly spit crap at you, and it's one of the hardest and one of the most hated enemies I've played in this game so far. It just will not let you down. Oh, and then another part about this game I want to talk about is the NPCs. The NPCs, I wish there were more to them. You don't really get a lot from them other than staying still and stationary. There's this one lady that you'll talk to a lot who just has a clipboard and a pen, and she's just holding the clipboard and pen and talking with the pen all the time and clipboard and stuff like that. It's kind of, for me, it's a bit robotic, so I wish in that sense they would do a bit more. I mean, they're just sitting down. You can talk to them, you can ask them questions and stuff like that, but other than that, you don't really... You learn more about the place and the story and who people are and what they do or their intentions, but you're not building any kind of relationships or anything like that. So it's not, in that sense, that type of RPG. You're pretty much on the same base level as everybody. But you do have the opportunity to talk to them and ask them questions and sorts of that. And they are at key elements into the story. You'll meet some interesting... There are some interesting characters in this game, for sure. And you'll meet them as you play along. But some of them are funny, some of them are wacky, some of them are smart, some of them are cocky, some of them are just mean. And so you got each kind of tier there as well. And I just wish they... did a bit more in the game instead of being, they were kind of, for me, they were kind of stationary, but they did add some funny moments and some character into the game and story as well, and they help, you know, of course, drive the story. And I think, the game is beautiful. There is, even in the DLC, there's this foundation area, foundation area, and it's just, it's like you're on Mars, it's like a red planet, and it's just gorgeous, it's just beautiful red, it's like this, Valentine red, and it's very beautiful. The game is great, looks amazing on the PlayStation 5, again, I only have a 1080p, TV screen, a big, 42-inch, 1080p, TV screen that's, like, came out in 2012, but it still looks beautiful. The game, it looks super stellar, even if it's not on 4K, and I'd imagine it looking way more incredible on 4K and HDR, but the game is beautiful. It has great lighting. It's just all around just, again, just, they did an amazing job with, I believe, with this game and just the scope of it and the lighting and graphics and just levitating. And if you're anything into that, I highly, highly recommend this game, Remedy's Control Ultimate Edition. It was free on PlayStation Plus. I'm recording this podcast on Tuesday, so it was free. So hopefully you got it, but it no longer is free. But, you know, I have a copy. So I have a copy that I can't use, really. So there you go. And remember, even if you don't have PlayStation 5, you can download PlayStation Plus games on the website, I believe. PlayStation Plus games, PS4, and PlayStation 5. And so, other than that... other than talking really in depth about the story, the core mechanics of the game are solid. There's just a few things that, again, with the NPCs and then some of the combat, and other than that, I really haven't had any problems with this game at all, any glitches, no nothing. It's just a very solid game, and Remedy did an amazing job of bringing this game to life. It won't satisfy everybody, but it has a lot of everything, and this is a very unique and different game that has an interesting story. So if you're into that, let me know. I think I would give this game a solid 9 out of 10 for me. It's just, again, the overall game, you know, it doesn't, it, those two things don't, those few problems I've had with this game, it doesn't overwhelm my score. So I'd definitely give this game a 9 out of 10. So let me know what you guys think of let me know what you guys think of this game as well. Control, again, the Ultimate Edition, out on PlayStation 5. Just let me know what you guys think. Contact me on Twitter. And in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Labora. This is the 14th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. A new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, other podcasting services, talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. Are you well? Good. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLabora.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, I keep saying that a lot, have a good one. Reach me out on Twitter, Dylan's Legos, at Dylan's Legos, or email me, or, you know, you can find me on multiple places, DylanLabora.com. And let me know what you guys think of Control Ultimate Edition. I'm still having fun with it. I'm playing through the Foundation DLC, and I've beaten most of the game. I'm trying to platinum it, and so just let me know. Let me know what you think. I really do enjoy this game, and so that is the end of the podcast. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing! Let's do this.